Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The end of the Cold War and the dawn of a new era in global security brought about tumultuous changes in the U.S. intelligence community. The shift in the threat environment, the evolving nature of conflict, and the revolutionary technologies of the digital age prompted many of these changes and a need to rethink the very approaches to national security. To that end, leveraging intelligence based on the Earth's physical and man-made attributes and the art and science of interpreting that information has become a valuable asset for the country. As both a member of the U.S. intelligence community and a Department of Defense combat support agency, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, or NGA, has sought to produce timely, relevant, and accurate geospatial intelligence, or GEOINT, for government leaders in responding to and anticipating our nation's most critical national security challenges. How is NGA putting the power of geospatial intelligence into the hands of its users? How does NGA support disaster relief, homeland security, and warfighter operations? And what does the future hold for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Letitia Long, Director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Welcome, Tish, to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's great to be here.
So before we delve into specific initiatives, I'd like to understand a little bit more about the history and evolving mission of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Could you give us an overview?
I certainly can. First of all, we were established as an agency in 1996. That was the National Imagery and Mapping Agency. The origins really came out of Desert Shield, Desert Storm, when there was the recognition that we weren't getting as much as we could out of our imagery intelligence, imagery analysis, and our mapping initiatives. They were separate organizations, in fact, spread across about six organizations. So in 1996, the Defense Mapping Agency, the imagery analysis portions of the Central Intelligence Agency, and the Defense Intelligence Agency were brought together, along with some smaller organizations, to create the National Imagery and Mapping Agency. We started down that path to really merge the two disciplines, and 9/11/2001 really accelerated that. So that is when we really began to, while we had moved both disciplines into the same agency, that's when we really started to integrate them into what we call geospatial intelligence, or GEOINT, today. So we're really getting the benefit of those two disciplines being merged together.
So with such an important mission, such a critical mission, I'd like to understand the operational footprint of NGA. Would you tell us a little bit about how it's organized, the size of its budget, number of FTEs?
So we're about 16,000 strong, and that's government personnel, both civilian and military, as well as contractors. Unfortunately, I can't give you our exact budget amount, but I can tell you we receive our resources from both the national side of the intelligence community, so the Director of National Intelligence, Jim Clapper, that's in the National Intelligence Program, and from the DOD side of the house, the Military Intelligence Program. So we get priorities from both sides. They flow from the President through the Director of National Intelligence and from the Secretary of Defense, as well as from the combatant commanders. Our footprint is global. Those 16,000 folks are all around the world. About 10,000 are here in Washington, D.C., about 3,000 in St. Louis, Missouri, which is part of our heritage out of Air Force mapping, and then the rest around the world, global footprint. So when I say around the world, we certainly have a presence in Afghanistan and in some other areas where we have troops on the ground. We're embedded with them, but we're also embedded with each of the 10 combatant commanders, so Central Command, Pacific Command, European Command. We're also embedded in other federal agencies like the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, as well as in the intelligence community with CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency. part of our way of doing business is to be embedded with our mission partners. So we understand their priorities. We understand their up-tempo. We are often able to anticipate their needs even before they might know they need something and therefore provide that support. So very proactive. We are a combat support agency in the Department of Defense. We're also a national intelligence agency.
What about your role leading NGA? Could you tell us a little bit more about the duties and responsibilities of the director of the NGA? And what areas are under your purview?
First of all, I've got a terrific job. I have so much fun every single day as the director of NGA, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. It's a great agency with a very important mission to provide that geospatial intelligence where it's needed, when it's needed, to our combat forces, to our military forces, to the policymaker, to the first responder, as well as to the rest of the intelligence community. So there's no such thing as a typical day, but many of my days are filled with, if I'm in Washington, I'm getting out and about the agency or some of the other intelligence community sites here in Washington, D.C. I probably travel 30 to 40% of the time. So I'm traveling to mission partners around the world. I'm traveling to locations where NGA has personnel around the world. So I'm ensuring that we're doing everything we can on a daily basis. I actually have two roles, one as the director of the agency and the other as the geospatial intelligence functional manager. So for the Secretary of Defense and for the Director of National Intelligence, I am responsible for all GEOINT resources, not just those within NGA. The military services have GEOINT resources, as well as some of the other organizations in the intelligence community. So what that means is I'm ensuring that we're not duplicating effort, that there's a clear delineation of who's doing what. I set standards for tradecraft and training so that we are all trained to the same level and providing the same type of information in the same types of formats. We specify standards, for instance, for the Department of Defense when they're acquiring a new system that will provide GEOINT. We need to make sure it's interoperable with other systems, so we set those standards.
So with such a robust portfolio under your leadership, what are some of the biggest challenges you're facing at NGA and in the broader intel community?
One challenge, and I like to look at challenges as opportunities, is the amount of information that we're collecting. And as far as I'm concerned, data is good, more data is better. But the challenge that it provides and therefore the opportunity is, how do we deal with all of that information? How do we know where to go through all of that imagery and decide what area to actually analyze, what area to actually store? I mean, that's a real challenge. A challenge, again, an opportunity, is integrating new types of sensors, new types of phenomenology. So when folks sometimes think imagery, they think pictures. Well, it's not only pictures that you can see, it's full motion video. It's wide area and high definition full motion video, which means that's a lot of information. It's infrared imagery, so that's imagery that shows heat, so we can tell if a nuclear power plant is operating or not. That's certainly our mapping information. It's anything that can tell us where something is on the face of the earth, because everything is somewhere on the face of the earth at a point in time. And it's also providing the context. Why is it there? What are they doing? What might they do next? So that we can anticipate what might happen and why.
What about tell us a little about yourself. How'd you get where you are now, and what brought you to your current leadership position right now?
So I actually started out with a Navy research lab. My background is engineering. I have an undergrad in electrical engineering and a master's in mechanical engineering. And I started working at a Navy lab, the David Taylor Research Center, building intelligence collection systems for submarines. And I did that for about 8 years. So I got a really good foundation in engineering and project and program management. And then I moved to Naval Intelligence. So I dealt with Naval Intelligence as my primary customer. I then moved to Naval Intelligence to manage those programs. From there, I really received a good footing, not only in program management, but actually a good introduction to the budget, resource and program management, how to deal with Capitol Hill, the Congress, and the congressional staff, as well as just, you know, how to manage and lead people and deal with people. So from Naval Intelligence, I moved to the Defense Intelligence Agency. So from a single service to a joint agency. I've also spent some time at the Central Intelligence Agency, where I was working for the Director of Central Intelligence. I worked in the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense. I helped stand up the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. Back to Naval Intelligence as the Deputy Director, back to DIA as the Deputy Director, and now this marvelous, really very wonderful experience as the Director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. So I've worked at the service level, I've worked at the OSD level, the joint level, and really, I feel that my jobs were preparing me for this opportunity to lead one of our combat support agencies.
Well, the experience and the fact that it's so broad and led you to your current role, I'm interested in understanding what is the most important lesson that has impacted your role as NGA director?
Probably the most important lesson is that it's all about teamwork. No one does what they do on their own. There certainly are individual successes, but it is the network that you develop. It is the set of mentors that you acquire along the way, and it really is about teamwork. I just think you can't go wrong when you are developing that team. One of the things that we have learned, and it's been a painful lesson as an intelligence community, is that you need diversity of thought. If everyone's got the same mindset, thinking the same way, then we're not thinking like our adversary. We're not staying a step ahead. And so being as diverse as we can, being, you know, inclusion and including all of that diverse thought, that's being a part of a team. And I'm not talking consensus, lowest common denominator. I'm talking about pushing and prodding and poking at the answer and what if and red teaming and really considering all of the possibilities.
How is NGA putting the power of geospatial intelligence into the hands of its users? We will ask its director, Letitia Long, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour